Everyone, and welcome to the Red Zone. Do what you love and love what you do. Featuring people from all around the world, music, plus friends, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. It's the Holly Jolly Christmas, just in case you didn't hear. Have the Holly Jolly Christmas this year, or Happy Hanukkah to all of you out there. Whatever your tradition is, thank you and welcome to the Red Zone Holiday Tradition Style, where we talk about holiday traditions and all the wonderful things that happen at this time of year. So without further ado, I'm Samantha's World with my lovely and amazing, the one, the only, Holiday Ho Ho, Santa Claus, go, go, don't you know.
Mystic Swirl. And today, guys, we're going to talk about traditions. Whatever traditions that you guys celebrate, we're here to help you guys celebrate with you guys. So, to start off this amazing podcast, as always, Samantha's World. And let her take it over, and we're going to get into some holiday traditions. What is our first holiday tradition?
Holiday tradition is Christmas. Christmas is one of the traditions that we all celebrate here in America. People celebrate this Christian holiday by going to church, giving gifts, and sharing the day with their families. In some parts of Europe, they star singers and official Christmas holiday celebrations. Normally in America, we would do the same, but since 2020, we have not been able to have live concerts. So this year we'll be doing online concerts. So if you're out there and you have some favorite singers, go out and watch some of your favorite singers' Christmas live streams. That ought to be just fantastic and fun. So have a holly jolly this year from me and this is 12. So right now, because we're talking about Christmas and what we celebrate, we'll tell you how we usually celebrate Christmas. So my Christmas is usually consists of me spending time watching a very special new 2020 Hallmark Christmas movie will be what I'm watching this year. More Hallmark every year, so better. I love Christmas holiday movies, and they are so much fun. You all know I love Christmas movies, so that's one of my favorites. Sipping a nice cup of coffee, having some turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, eating with the family, spending time together, and reading my Bible. That is one of the favorite things I do with my family at Christmas. Mr. Club, what do you do with yours for Christmas, or what do you do for Christmas?
We cook turkey, ham, macaroni and cheese, dressing, sweet potato pies, apple pies. We cook up storm greens, cornbread. We have such a good feast, guys. We have presents up under the trees. And we usually go out to other families when we don't cook. And we just sit there and have a good time and talk and laugh and talk about old times. Which is a lot that we talk about all the time. So it's pretty much what we do at Christmas. We have a good time. We just listen to music. And I hope this year we have eggnog. The first time I had eggnog, I was a little bit underage. With a lot of, I'm not going to say what I had in it, but just say I was a little bit underage when I first had my first shot of eggnog. Back to you, Samantha's Word.
Eggnog is so deliciously yummy. It's not my favorite. What my favorite is mulling spiced apple cider. Why at Christmas apple cider comes a thing, but I absolutely love apple cider. And most of you remember when you were a kid, your parents would always make that holiday punch. Why the holiday punch was so good, I don't know. We would think we were adults drinking it. And I absolutely love cranberry sauce. Cranberry sauce straight out of the can. The good old Welch's cranberry sauce. to any of those old-fashioned Green Giants. Those cranberry sauces are hard to beat, and my mama's cooking is hard to beat. So I will be getting mom to cook for Christmas this year. Up next, we have the one, the only, Hanukkah. The next tradition that everyone celebrates is winter is Hanukkah. It's usually for 8 days. Each November or December, Jews light a special candle holder called the menorah. They do it to remember an ancient miracle that happened in their family. Hanukkah starts this year on December 11th, so I wanted to get a jump on the festivities by sending some fun and personal love to everyone out there who celebrates Hanukkah. Thank you so much for listening to Welcome to the Red Zone. The next tradition is Diwali. Diwali is a holiday around the world in Eid al-Fitr fiesta. June is St. Nicholas Day in Malastinthia to Bishvat, and the Qingming Festival. So it's a festival where you catch up on home decor, you brighten up your home with festival trees or candles. You may have a lot of Christmas decorations. It's a similar celebration to Hanukkah. So those of you who celebrate Diwali, that is what you would celebrate. Next up, we have Feast of St. Nicholas. The Feast of St. Nicholas kicks off Advent. So most of you, if not all of you, know what Advent is. It's a calendar every year on December 6th. The real-life Santa Claus was a bishop who gave charitable gifts while seeking none in return, is what they believe. And for those who seek the Feast of St. Nicholas, happy holidays and Merry Christmas to you around your world. Then we have Las Posadas, December. Procession to various family lodgings for celebration and prayer and to reenact Mary and Joseph's journey to Bethlehem, the longest journey ever taken on foot, supposedly. So that is amazing. Actually, wonderful for those of you who celebrate that around the world. It usually happens December 16th to the 24th. They celebrate that saying that Mary took Jesus to Bethlehem at that time, which is amazing. Up next, we have Three Kings Day. At the end of the 12 days of Christmas comes a day called the Epiphany, or Three Kings Day. This holiday is celebrated as the first day the three wise men first met Jesus. So that is amazing. We don't know the exact date that they actually met Jesus, but we do know that that is very amazing and wonderful. So if you celebrate any of those holiday traditions, we thank you so much for listening to us right here on Welcome to the Red Zone. And Merry Christmas from all of us here at Welcome to the Red Zone. Up next, we will talk more about holiday traditions like traditional foods. Like we said, most traditional foods include spending time with friends and family. Some of the traditional foods that my family likes to cook is honey glazed ham, turkey. Sometimes we have mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, stuffing. My favorites are the desserts, I have to admit. The cranberry sauce desserts, the carrot salad, the raisin carrot salad, or the cheesecake jello desserts are my favorite. My Aunt Mary Lou used to make those cheesecake gelatin desserts that everyone loves. So, Mrs. Well, what are some of the favorite traditions maybe your grandma, your mom used to make that was so delicious and hard to refuse that you can remember for Christmas?
My grandmother used to make homemade dressing from scratch. And I was the one putting it together at a young age.
thinking about it. Mom, get the turkey in the oven. We can start early.
And we also used to make homemade macaroni and cheese.
Oh, macaroni and cheese is so good, especially the extra cheesy kind.
And of course, she couldn't go far out without making her 100%. Homemade chocolate cake.
Ooh.
I just guess my grandmother was one of those homemade scratch persons. And if you think that was good, you should have tried her homemade banana pudding.
Ooh, yum. Now mouth is watering. Not fair. Want to come over for food?
Guys, we had a lot of homemade dishes. And we couldn't stop there. She also used to make her homemade fruitcakes.
Ooh, fruitcakes. That is a very famous holiday tradition. One of the other holiday traditions a lot of people celebrate around the world is gingerbread houses. How many of y'all have taken those gumdrop gummies, taken gingerbread crackers, used some frosting, and built yourself a house with sprinkles? That's right. That's the gingerbread house. Yes, that's right. Gingerbread houses. They were so fun, and everyone loved gingerbread houses. They were an amazing attribute to everyone who made one. So, Mrs. Claude, did you ever make gingerbread houses as a kid?
Well, not really houses, but we did make gingerbread men and women at school.
Yes, I remember those Christmas cookies were amazing. You remember you get them little stencils and you push in the dough and you push down and it cut it out and then you put it in the oven?
Yes. It sounds easy, guys, but it's not, especially when you're trying to do it without having the dough to stick to your stencil.
Yes.
And you come up, and your teacher has to tell you a million times, this is not the way to go. This is not your way.
Yes. Yes, it was. So, up next, we have the one, the only true Christmas tradition in my house is singing Christmas songs. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell, bell. Jingle bell time, jingle bell time, dancing and dancing in jingle bell square, in the frosty air. Did you ever sing Christmas songs, and was that part of your Christmas tradition?
Well, one of my favorite songs was Silent Night. I don't know why, but we had two versions, though.
Love that song. That's a good song.
And guys, if you want to get a little boogie boogie, you should listen to the Temptations version of Silent Night. Sleep in heavenly
darling, darling. Oh, that's Stand By Me.
Yes, that's not a Christmas song.
That is a very good song by them. Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening to us here on our Christmas tradition. We greatly appreciate you for coming and listening to our Christmas traditions podcast. We had super fun over here doing that. And thank you everyone. Welcome to the Red Zone Christmas Tradition and Samantha's World with the amazing one and all. Oh, ho, ho, holly jolly, Christmas man himself.
Mystic's well. And we're out, guys.
Welcome to the Red Zone. Merry Christmas from all of us to you.